Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. Thank you so much for joining me here today. And if you are new to my podcast, I welcome you. In today's episode, I am going to be discussing resistance and what that creates in our lives. And so in the last week or so, I've had a lot of resistance, just showing up in my awareness. And as you all know, I look at everything in terms of energy, or I try to. Sometimes we forget. I think we get pulled into the 3D reality and the drama and whatever else goes on there, the negativity, and we forget that if we are to observe and remember, first and foremost, that everything is simply energy, it does make life a lot easier. And so one of the questions that I've been asking is, what energy am I being? Or, you know, what is required of me, or who am I being in order to create the life that I desire, in order to reach the goals that I have set, and so on and so forth. And so there was a situation where I had reached out to someone and had some ideas, and I think the person kind of misinterpreted why I was reaching out. And so initially what it felt like to me was a huge rejection, and like I felt all these walls. And so what is our first response? Our first response is to blame ourselves or think that we've done something wrong. And so that was kind of like, I just felt like the wind was taken out of my sails, so to speak. And so I had to sit with it, and I just asked what I could be for the situation. And you've maybe heard me talk about this before, but I am going to say, whenever there's resistance to anything, be it yourself or coming from someone else, just get out of your head about it and ask, what can I be? Because sometimes maybe that person is lacking the information required in order to make a choice. And so that's what I did, because there's no point in me being hurt or feeling deflated if someone is not in a space that I thought they were, or not seeing the possibilities, or whatever the situation might be. It doesn't actually matter. And so when I went into a space of being, it was amazing, because she came back to me and, you know, said many things, and it was kind of a misunderstanding of where she thought that I was coming from. And so it really ended up being a beautiful conversation. So you know, don't allow these things to maybe make you think wrongly of yourself or wrongly of others, because sometimes there's moving parts that we're not even aware of in a situation. And also, there's been, like, for example, there was also another situation. So as I said, it's been an interesting week. So there was also another situation where we have a rental that is going to be needing a new lease. We have tenants that are moving out. And so there was a couple that was supposed to be coming to look at the property that was semi-retired, and I thought, you know, that they'd be perfect. I was very excited to meet them and was kind of hoping that they would work out, because probably they would be more of a long-term renter as well. And then I received a message stating that the property was smaller than what they wanted. They had taken a drive by it. And so my first response, as any of you would probably do as well, was to be disappointed. And yet there was an energy that kind of came along with, and here's the thing, energy doesn't lie. It's kind of like when you smell things, you can't see it. But if something smells bad, it is bad, right? We don't just keep smelling it and go, oh, I'm going to eat it anyway, even though it smells bad. Well, maybe some people would, but I know I wouldn't. So I basically had an awareness with the message that came in, because sometimes you get tenants that are very, very needy, or some tenants just, they break everything or whatever it might be. And so there was an energy there. And so then when it didn't work out, my initial response was disappointment. But then I went to the space of, it's not meant to be. Because if it was meant to be, and I've been asking for more ease and joy in my life, then I have to trust that that wasn't the right person. But it also got me to thinking, I need to be more clear in what it is that I'm desiring. And I am desiring a tenant that is ease, someone that is going to love and care for the property as though it were their own, and someone who is going to be in there long term so that we're not renewing the lease every year. And so sometimes these situations happen in our life to give us maybe guidance or direction to get more clear on what it is that we are looking for or desiring. And so that's what that brought forth for me. And so it also didn't waste our time. We didn't have to go show it because they already kind of made their decision beforehand. So there's lots of good points there. And so it's all in how you're looking at a situation. And if you are having a hard time with maybe seeing the good in a situation, maybe it's because A, you don't know the future, and that maybe this saved you a lot of headaches, and you may never know that. But what I find helpful in asking is, what's right about this that I'm not getting or seeing? And then sometimes things will show up as just like, oh, okay, that's why that happened. That makes perfect sense. So remember that the universe has your back, that you are the creator of your life, and that sometimes things don't work out because they weren't meant to. And when you're in resistance, now you're completely blocking all other possibilities to show up, even though maybe something didn't turn out exactly how you wanted it to. So I hope that that kind of makes sense. I hope that the state of being can also help you. There's been kind of, you know, a lot of growth for me around building 3 businesses since January that I talked about a couple of episodes ago. And again, things show up not always how you think. And I love all 3 businesses. I have met amazing people through all 3 businesses. And for that, I am grateful. And it's, you know, what are you focused on? Because I am going to be honest, in the last week, I've been a little bit in resistance too, because I wasn't feeling well. And it takes a lot of energy to run 3 businesses. And, you know, you start questioning, can I do this? Am I meant to do this? Should I let something go? But you know what? My advice is, you choose something until you no longer choose it. And for now, I'm loving all 3 businesses. I love the products from the businesses because they get results for people. And that's the most important thing. Why would I want to have a business promoting something that people don't notice results from? And so for now, I will continue working with the 3 businesses. Like I say, I've made some really amazing connections with people I wouldn't have otherwise met. And I'm just focused on, I guess, the benefits of, you know, what I'm learning from these experiences. And also in, you know, sometimes, I mean, there's going to be rejection in anything that you do. And I think we're adverse to that. No one likes to hear no or be rejected or whatever that might be. And it's like, but what if you could just realize that, you know what, sometimes it's not necessarily a hard no. Maybe they're just saying no for various reasons that you don't even understand. Maybe it's just not the right timing, or they're not seeing the benefit right now. And then if you can just be space for it and not make it right or wrong, maybe in 2 months' time, they're going to come back to you and say, you know what, like, I've been thinking about this a lot. And, you know, or a situation might change in their life. Like, maybe they want to partner with you and join you in your business. You just don't know. So it's really, really important to stay out of your head, come back to your heart. And how you do that is truly by just saying, what do I need to be for this situation right now? Or what can I be right now? And just focus on what it is that you want. What is it that you want in your life? What are you desiring? And you know, there's some other things that my husband and I have been working on and focusing on. And you know, sometimes when something comes along and you think, oh, I can't afford that, what if you could change the words to, how can I afford that? I learned that one from Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it's been, I don't think that me ever saying that has ever let me down. It's really been a powerful question that I've kind of added to my repertoire, because remember, ask and ye shall receive. And so, you know, again, when we're in that resistance, we're oftentimes trying to control a situation, or we want it to be a certain way. But if you are truly willing to be out of resistance, to be in allowance, and to have faith that the things that you are asking for and focusing on are truly yours, if you're willing to receive, then everything can change. So I am going to be taking some notes in my journal after this episode, because I've had many ahas just from some of the things that I've said here. And I hope that you have too. So what is it that you are resisting in your life that, if you could let go of the resistance, would bring you greater possibilities? Because sometimes those things that happen so that something greater can come along. So thank you for listening. This is a shorter episode, but I think it was power-packed, and I hope that you enjoyed it, and may it contribute to you in ways that you never thought possible. If you loved this episode, please share. And I appreciate all of you. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.